This is Ask Pastor John. Settle in for a few minutes here as John Piper wrestles with questions of life and death, theology and practical wisdom, joy and suffering. John, you get to immerse yourself in Scripture every week and to remind yourself of God's glory day after day. How does the person who has a calling in business, for example, how does he cultivate the same level of exaltation in God's glory when he doesn't get paid to read the Bible like you do?
Yeah. I don't think it's merely a function of time. It's a function of earnestness and a function of faith. And so I would say a person like that must build into their life a regular encounter with God personally, quietly, over the Word. I think the early morning is the best time because it sets the tone of the whole day. If that, for some reason, just can't work, midday, evening, then what I mean is getting the Bible, getting the time, having the place, make sure it's planned, and then meditate on a portion of Scripture, a chapter, verses, several chapters, depending on what you can do. Memorize some phrase that's just precious in it. This morning I just memorized, "He will write on your heart His law, and He will put His Spirit within you and cause you to walk in His statutes." That was my little nugget that I took away from this morning's devotions so that I could all day long reassure myself that God would do that. And so I would say you don't have to have hours and hours with God every day, but you do need to have time with God, orienting your mind, taking something into your heart, letting your heart express itself to God in communion, taking faith's renewal and walking with God through the day, reminding yourself of what you saw in the morning. So I don't think you need to be a professional preacher like me in order to enjoy deep and glorious things with God. In fact, some of the deepest saints I've ever met that outshine me have not been professional Christians like me.
John, I know someone listening has to admit that they have neglected the Bible for a very long time. How would you counsel them on the best way to begin a new habit, to start feeding their hope?
I would encourage them to be both individually focused on the Bible and get into a good church or a good small group that loves the Bible. In other words, I want the encounter with the Bible to be individual because we must meet God one by one. The line into heaven is single file. And yet, I know that God has designed for us to be taught by each other, to be exhorted by each other, and that the Word comes alive when we hear what it has meant to somebody else and what they see in the Scriptures. And so I think two things. I'd say get yourself a new Bible, say English Standard Version, or I'm not too concerned about which version, but get a fresh Bible and then begin a reading program in the New Testament and some in the Old Testament, but get yourself into a church or into a small group where they love the Bible is preached, the Bible is taught, and these two things, your own personal encounter with the Bible plus your own exposure to what God is teaching you through other people about the Bible, will cause the Bible to come alive again, I believe, as you pray and ask the Lord to do it.
God intoxicated and Bible saturated. You will find an ever-growing source of materials from John Piper aiming to embody those phrases at desiringgod.org. Come browse our online resource library. Perhaps you'll learn to enjoy God as you never have before. www.desiringgod.org or call 888-346-4700.